Welcome to another episode of Two Peas on a Podcast, counting down movies, music, TV, and pop culture, one top five at a time. And now, here are the two Peas, Andy and Gerald.
What's up, team? Welcome into another episode of Two. What is that? Is that driving Miss Daisy?
All right, what is dude, it? It's 2 minutes in, you're already distracted.
Is Miss Daisy? No, I'm pulling my list.
Miss Daisy's
is Miss Daisy
five.
On your list?
Yeah, she's my Hollywood hottie. The woman who played Miss Daisy.
Gerald is here.
Andy, as in La Casa.
Andy, as in La Casa. Now, a couple weeks ago, you heard us, if you listened to the show, you heard us do our Hollywood hunks. What are we
top
doing
top five Hollywood hunks. Today, we are switching it up, doing the other side of this, the yin to the yang. We're doing the top five Hollywood hotties.
Still don't know what that means. I spell it, I don't know what it means. Okay. The yin and the yang. Yeah, so we're doing our top five Hollywood hotties. So a couple weeks ago we did hunks, which of course was our favorite male celebrities, if you will. And this time around we're doing our top five favorite female celebrities.
Hollywood hotties.
Now, we had an interesting discussion on air when we did that episode, and also off air, in terms of what defines a hottie.
Yes.
Now, we were thinking this one might be more physically related. Well, I mean, but what did you
let's define,
where was your head, I mean, at when you came up with your list?
No one likes labels, but let's define the terms here. We're both heterosexual men.
We are.
So we're physically, sexually attracted to women. So I think with our top five Hollywood hunks, a lot of it had to do with personality, a lot of it had to do with who they are, how cool they are, their charisma. I mean, I think I want to say physicality was a part of it. I feel like Hollywood hotties is gonna have the same stuff. Personality is gonna have charisma, it's gonna have coolness, it's gonna have who they are as people, at least who you think they are as people, because they're in Hollywood, you never really know. Mm-hmm. But I believe that physical attractiveness is going to play a higher role here because, like I said, I'm a heterosexual man, so my attraction to a hottie is part physical, and I have to accept that as a human being. I mean, I'm a minister, so I transcend it.
Yeah,
but I mean,
you
so do. So when I look at these, my top five, I am physically attracted to every single one of them.
Yeah, me too. I have a thing for blondes as well, I found out.
Yeah?
I found that out, yes. I guess my wife's like a dirty blonde. She was blonde. I'm not even kidding. Yeah. I'm not even kidding, but she was blonder when we got together. I'm going to stay with her, though.
You think so? Is that part of your prenup?
You were blonde when I met you. What happened?
If your hair gets darker, then I'm
yeah. But I think
it's weird. I mean, I'm keeping my list the way it is, but between the hunks and now, I've really challenged myself. I'm like, okay, are my five hotties mainly physical? Because I can think of some of them like, okay, I like her kind of her character. She's kind of funny. But I don't know. I guess personality plays less of a role. I don't know. I'm judging myself.
I was actually just looking over my list and trying to order it because this was another one that I did that I was telling you what I did with hunks where I didn't order it. I just put the 10 women that I thought of pretty much. And,
exactly.
And now I'm just trying to order
it. Are there 10 women you always think of?
Yeah, that I've been thinking of frequently.
All Gerald did was he went to his Google search history.
Exactly.
The last 10 things he searched.
Exactly. I made
nude pictures of Anna Kournikova.
I won't get too sorry, creepy. Anna, I won't get too creepy, but my research was fun. I'll just put it that way.
Okay.
So much like what you said, though. I mean, yes, looks were like, which I guess is bad, but I mean, looks were like the first thing that made me think of them.
Yeah.
But then when I was looking at my list and looking at the names of the women I wrote down, I absolutely love their work.
Yeah.
Anything there. In other words, I don't think I would have put a quote unquote hot person on my list if I didn't like anything they were in.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, so everybody I'm going to talk about today, I'm a fan of what they do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And all of them are actors.
Like, I don't know why, but I'm extremely attracted to Kim Kardashian. Extremely attracted. I think she's gorgeous, but my attraction to her is very thin. So she wouldn't make my top 10 list.
Thank you.
Because my attraction to her is very thin.
Thank you.
It's just physical. Like, I don't necessarily like what she does. I mean,
she's a reality star.
Exactly.
That,
but,
you know.
But when I look at her, I'm like, you are like the perfect specimen of a human being. Like, physically, you're just gorgeous. I mean, gorgeous.
Well, who was it? You went first last time, right?
Yes, it was your turn.
So, guys, this might be a short episode because, like I said on the Hunks episode, there may have been a few clips on there, but there's not really a lot of things I can do in terms of clips. So we'll just talk about our five chicks that we're going to creep out now.
I mean,
that if they ever tune into this, we have problems.
Hollywood stars, you'll be able to find clips of them in their shows. I mean, sure, whether they're movies.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, just give me your number five.
All right,
I'm excited.
Five, four, three, two, one.
And here we go.
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right, so I was just talking about how I obviously got something for blondes here when I was looking at my list, but this is the only one that's not a blonde that's on my list. And patrons are the only ones that got to hear our review of The Rise of Skywalker, which we did in the pre-roll to the show. But my number five is Miss Daisy Ridley.
Interesting.
Who portrays Rey.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Star Wars.
And she's a Jedi.
Trilogy. Now, she's also, last week, so it's not a spoiler because it came out last week. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a spoiler if you haven't heard it yet, but I was just going to tell you because I don't really give a shit. So she was also in my top five badass movie women.
Interesting.
Okay. So as you can see,
she is a pretty badass movie.
Yeah. Woman. So as you can see, it's not all looks related. Now, of course, she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's English, so
I love her accent.
I love her accent,
dude. I love it.
So that's all.
I don't think I have any English women, man.
So that's all there. But let me tell you what made me really, really want to put her on the list is because in The Force Awakens, man, and we talked about this. Mm-hmm. We had our friend on, and we did top five Star Wars moments.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that a couple years ago, and think about, I mean, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, I mean, even Yoda, but I mean, they're all dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, all the quote unquote
heroes. We assume Yoda's a dude. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what I mean. They're all, you know, men. Yeah. And then you have Rey come along mm-hmm. for young fans, which my daughter was at the time. I mean, that's amazing, man. You have a heroine in a universe that's been otherwise just very saturated with males. And not only do you have Rey as a heroine, I mean, she's kicking ass, dude.
Yes.
I mean, she's learning the Force throughout the trilogy, mm-hmm. and we just saw the recent one. No spoilers here on this episode, but you can hear it on our pre-roll if you're a patron. But, I mean, I just feel like, I mean, she's just a kick-ass.
Yeah.
She's just a kick-ass movie star.
And from the beginning, I mean, she's
on, really taken over
she's on
Star
Jack,
Wars.
She's, we find her on Jakku in The Force Awakens, and she's living a solitary life, fending for herself. Just has a great moral compass. Just seems to be like, yeah, like, I mean, badass is a perfect way to describe her.
I mean, I love her, man. She's a badass movie woman. I love Star Wars, you know, and we're only doing, oh, we didn't mention this for this episode. We mentioned on the Hunks, but just so everyone knows, the only really prerequisite
alive
was that they're alive.
Yeah. So Marilyn, Marilyn Monroe, you know, there's a lot of like big name stars.
Right.
But yeah, we stuck to not necessarily current, but we stuck to alive.
Right. So the only, only thing is that they are still alive. Yeah. Well, at least as we're recording.
Exactly.
Cross our fingers.
There you go.
I don't know if you have any older ones on yours, but that's my number five, Daisy Ridley, which takes us over to you, man. What do you got?
All right. Number five, I'm going to call the princess. I have always been fascinated with this lady. I don't know how old she is now. She started out kind of a young actress, and my fascination wasn't physical at that point, but as she's gotten older, I think she looks like royalty to me. Like, this woman just oozes royal sophistication. I'm talking about Miss Anne Hathaway.
Ah, yeah, she's a good one.
Dude, Anne Hathaway, just, she's this full, I want to say her lips are full.
That's what does
her
it.
Her body is full.
Yeah,
just
sure.
I mean, just, but not more than just her body. She just oozes this kind of sophistication.
I get it.
That I'm so attracted to.
I get it. I get what you're saying.
Emotionally and mentally and physically.
Great actress, too.
And also, she's hilarious. Like, she, in her early movies, she's like Princess Diaries and whatnot, which my kids love. I'm not creeping on the 16-year-old Sophia.
No, but she was cute. It was cute movies.
I think, was that her name in the movie, Princess Sophia?
I can't remember.
But, she's always been so quirky and funny and doesn't seem to take herself too seriously. But Anne Hathaway to me is just, she's Hollywood royalty.
Has
the way she carries herself when she has the pixie cut and the shortcut. I guess I'm being a little too physical, but also it seems like she's pushing for the right things. Like, she speaks out a lot different issues around the world.
What about her as Catwoman, though? I'll be the creep when I let you off the hooker.
I haven't seen her as Catwoman yet.
Meow, brother. You know what I'm saying?
But Anne Hathaway is just, she's so, and also she has a mystique to her.
Yeah.
So it's like this royal mystique, this untouchable royal mystique.
Sure.
And I just think she's absolutely gorgeous.
All right, so that's your number five.
Anne Hathaway.
That's your number five Hollywood hottie, Anne Hathaway. I didn't expect that pick. I haven't really heard you talk about her before, but she's a great actress. I do love her.
Well, I talk about women a lot like you.
Yeah, I know. I'm the one that is in trouble with that. Oh, I get it. All right, so my number four.
Number four.
Actually, I got to pull it up. They're all blondes. The rest of my list is all blondes.
Interesting. I don't think I have, but I think most of mine are brunette.
And this is going to be one that you're not too familiar with. with, although I'm almost positive you did see a movie that she was in the last couple of years. But it's Miss Emilia Clarke. Now, Emilia Clarke plays Daenerys Targaryen, who is the mother of dragons on Game of Thrones.
Oh, Khaleesi. You, is that Khaleesi?
Khaleesi, yes. But you'll know her
You've
from,
always loved Khaleesi.
Oh, God, please. Yes. But you'll know... you can't. I can't talk too much about it. But you'll know her from Solo. She was... you remember? She was the female protagonist in Solo that helped Han and...
Really?
Yeah.
She wasn't a blonde in that one. She had dyed her hair dark.
I thought it was... Or was it? I'm going to look her up right
no,
now.
No, she had dark hair in that movie.
Did she?
Fascinating. Yeah, actually, she's wonderful. Oh, yes. Well, oh, yes.
That's
look
her. That's
yes.
hers, Khaleesi.
The Queen of Dragons.
That's her on the dragon. You know what I'm saying? actually, she's on a horse there, but nevertheless... oh, there she is in Solo. You're right.
Yes.
So she was brunette.
I should have known by your wallpaper. You have her riding the dragon on your desktop wallpaper. I do.
So look, man, we did our top five television programs of the decade a few weeks ago, and Game of Thrones is my number one. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones, Khaleesi on that show was, I stuck with that show for 8 years.
8 long years.
To see her take the Iron Throne. Because, you know, the premise of the show is somebody is trying to take over the kingdom. Yeah. And she was one of the people that was vying for it. One of really three main characters that was eligible, if you will, for the throne. And I just stuck with it because I wanted her to do it. Come on, man. It's the year of the woman. Like, let's do it.
Year.
So the way the show ended, no spoilers for anyone that didn't see it yet, pissed me off because my girl didn't get what she should have gotten. So, but she's was always my favorite part of that show. And yes, she is very, very easy to look at. But it's just such a powerful character on that on that program. And it was one of my favorite. It was my favorite show of the decade. I named it as my number one show of the decade. So Emilia Clarke, Khaleesi, my queen forever.
Well done.
Is my number four. And that takes us over to you.
My number four. Okay. I called number five, the princess or royalty and about our mystique. Number four, I'm going to call the goddess. I mean, as far as a physical specimen of a woman, this is the, I mean, if she came down from heaven, it's like someone chipped this woman out of stone and made the perfect vessel of a feminine form. I just think she's beautiful. She's absolutely hilarious. I think she's hilarious. She's on a show called Modern Family. Her name is Sophia Vergara.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Right. Talk about easy to look at. Like, if she approached me for some kind of, I guess, sensual or sexual entertainment, I would have to say no. I don't think I could handle how much woman
turning her
she
down,
is.
Right? Yeah.
No, I don't think. No, I have to turn her down. Yeah, yeah. I'd have to turn her down because I don't think even if Becky said no, go ahead.
Yeah, sure, you're good. Yeah, good. No, the disappointment would be too huge.
She's too much woman, but she is. Yeah, sure. I just think. One, I think physically she's just a goddess. Two, she's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, she's
I love her character on the show.
Oh, great.
The is she Cuban or Colombian on the show?
Colombian.
Her Colombian accent, the way she plays. What's her name on the show? Her name on the show is Gloria.
Gloria.
The way Gloria talks on the show. Jay.
Right.
She's hilarious. She's funny. She's beautiful, but she doesn't seem to really...
Very voluptuous.
Yes. Now, one, she's not afraid to flaunt her beauty, but two, she never flaunts her beauty, if that makes sense. Like, she
comes
seems
natural.
Yeah, she's that. And I think you're going to find a theme on my list. I like natural beauty.
I love it.
And I call her the goddess. Sophia, you're the goddess.
Another one that surprises me, but I can't argue with it.
Dude.
I love her. All right, so my number three. We're up to me. Now, this is one that's going to be a little surprising. And, you know, we were talking about before we started giving our list how their kind of resume in their career spoke to me when I was making my list. This is one that, I mean, yes, she's beautiful. Don't take that the wrong way. She's a very beautiful woman. But she's on my list, especially this high, because of her resume, because of her career, because of her projects. Dude, everything she's in, like I'm actually considering paying for another streaming service. Apple TV just came out with a streaming service, just so I can see this show that she's on, because it's on Apple TV. It's Reese Witherspoon.
Absolutely.
She is a...
Legally Blonde. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Legally... I mean, she is a treasure, brother.
Yeah.
And another blonde. But I just love her. And in the last couple years, she's really, like, blown me away on this show called Big Little Lies on HBO.
Okay, I've never seen it.
She plays kind of like the soccer mom on that show because she has young kids in, like, first and second grade. And she's kind of like, you know, how soccer, they can be kind of catty and kind of like take on, you know, very protective. Yeah. So she's
like a mama bear.
She's a cougar. You know, they call them cougars. She's a cougar on that show. She's like the definition of cougar on that show. But she was June Carter in Walk the Line.
Oh, yes. One of the best. Great job. I got the laryngitis.
One of the best acting performances of the last like, 10 years.
She is, as far as talent is concerned, she is an amazing actress. Well, I mean, she's hilariously funny. I mean, Legally Blonde, she Like, it's almost like a Jim Carrey movie. Like, she carries that movie. It's about her and her humor and her comedy. But she's also just such a good actress.
So I don't know if she got mentioned on any of our fan feedback. Yeah. So I thought that might be a surprising pick. But I've just always been such a huge fan of hers. And remind me, didn't she have a stint on Friends where she played like Phoebe's sister or something?
No,
like
she plays Rachel's sister.
Rachel's sister. Yeah,
she's one of the Rachel.
Oh, you know what? And her and Rachel, or her and Jennifer Aniston, are the ones that have that show I was just telling you about. It's called
Rachel Green,
The Morning Show.
Yes, there was you meet two of her sisters. One's played by Christina Applegate.
Nice.
And one's played by her.
Nice.
Yeah. And she does such a good job as a spoiled little rich kid. I mean, she's wonderful.
Yeah, she's all. Yeah. And Jennifer Aniston just missed my list. She's in my top 10.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. I don't want to give anything away for you, but all right. So my number three, Reese. Did I tell you about before we move on? Did I ever tell you? I think I told you this before, or maybe been a guest I had on the show. But my sister and I had a miniature pincher, and I named her Reese after Reese Witherspoon. Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't.
So I named her Reese after Reese Witherspoon. But my sister, so we named it Reese. Okay, my sister agreed to it or whatever. And after like a few months, she was telling one of our friends where the name came from, and she was saying we named it after Reese's peanut butter cups because it was like dark black and brown, like a peanut butter cup. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I named it after Reese Witherspoon.
She's like, what?
She's like, I wouldn't have been, it's my little peanut butter cup. I'm like, no, it's named after Legally Blonde. What are you talking about? So like the origin of the Men Pen's name was like, we had very divisive, like where it came from.
Very divisive.
So anyway.
It's funny though that at the time you agreed on the name.
I was like, what about Reese? And she's like, yeah, perfect. Great.
Perfect. And you're like, yeah, okay. You like that movie too. All
right. So anyway, I thought that was a little funny story. Cute little dog, by the way. Just think of a Doberman pincher, but just like fit in your hand. That's really what it was. So cute.
Miniature pincher. I think that's why they call them miniature pinchers.
That's why they call them. All right. What's your number three, man?
Number three. I have been in love with this woman for quite some time now. I want to say she's English. I love the way she talks. I mean, I guess she is English. I fell in love with her in a movie called Underworld, where she plays a vampire hunter, and she has these blue contacts, and it makes her eyes glow. Brother. And of course, as a vampire, she has the teeth. And I'm not trying to be sexual or even sensual. Maybe I'm being sensual, her mouth, the way she talks, it's always so delicate, articulate, and to the point. I'm talking about Kate Beckinsale.
She's great.
Once again,
another woman who kicks ass in film.
Yes, she also kicks ass as Underworld. She's always wearing the leather thing and beating people up, and love that. She's a very strong woman. She also does all kinds of different movies. She does the rom-coms. She does the more serious movies, the action movies. But she is like, I guess this would be my sophisticated one. I guess that English sophistication.
Right, sure.
She just kind of oozes that English sophistication that I just love. Like, I would like to sit down in a dark den with her and just read books beside her. Sip coffee with some candles lit and read
out
books.
Out loud or and just have, sit there and read?
No, have a conversation. I want her to talk to me a little bit. But Kate Beckinsale, I mean, she's so beautiful and sophisticated. And I think she has a great personality. And she has that English sophistication. She's really cool.
So, did you know she's like dating that? Do you know who Pete Davidson is from SNL?
Yes, I do.
This dude?
Yes.
Did you know she's dating this dude?
It's weird.
And then before her, he was dating Ariana Grande. Yes. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, I like him. He's funny. Yeah, but you see this guy?
Yeah.
He's not going to be on our hunks list. Maybe our funniest dudes list or something like that. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, Pete, if you're listening. I'm a fan of yours. I don't know how you're pulling these chicks, bro. Yeah. So Kate Beckinsale.
That's a good pick. I just love Kate Beckinsale.
Especially from Underworld.
Oh, from Underworld. I think
if you put any decent looking woman in an all leather costume, though, they're pretty hot.
But Kate does it extra well. And her, she is English, right? She's not just doing accent.
Yeah, she's British.
The way she talks I can listen to her talk all day long. Like, let's sit down, Kate, let's read a book, let's have a conversation.
Yeah, she's a good one.
But Kate Beckinsale's my number three. I've always, ever since I first saw her, I was like, dude, you're just
You got something going on. Beautiful. You got something going on. Yeah.
You got something going on.
All right, so my top two are, I've been fans of them for quite a while, and they're both blonde. And I said the rest of my list is basically blonde. Mm-hmm. But this, my number two, my runner-up, it's really, again, blown me away in her projects, man. She's in a movie, I'll go ahead and name her, and then I'll talk about her, Margot Robbie.
Okay.
You know Margot Robbie? No, she played Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad.
Ooh!
And she's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
She is wonderful.
So, let's see. You know, it's funny because every once in a while, you know I'm into movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a cinephile.
Is that a word?
I'm into movies, yeah. So, a lover of cinema. So every once in a while, an actor will kind of come out of the blue that'll just like hit you like a ton of bricks. And then everything they do is just amazing. And Margot Robbie did that with me with I, Tonya. She portrayed Tonya Harding.
Oh, that was her. That's the same girl. Yeah, she was wonderful in that.
And just got nominated for an Academy Award that year. And that was really how I was introduced to her. And then while I thought Suicide Squad on the whole was a piece of shit, she was amazing in it as Harley Quinn and did a really, really good job. And now Birds Birds of Prey is coming out this year, which is a sequel to it, without the Joker, without Jared Leto's Joker. Thank fucking Christ. I actually might watch it. What a travesty that was. But it wasn't her fault. I mean, she did really, really well as Harley Quinn, and obviously very sexy in that role, too. That's how the character's kind of origin is. But, I mean, this year alone, brother, she's nominated against herself at the award for the British Film Institute Awards. She's nominated for her role as Sharon Tate in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
And she's nominated for portraying one of the females in the Fox News scandal in Bombshell.
Really?
Both of which I saw. Her level of acting in Bombshell, not to take anything away from Once Upon a Time, but it was a much more subdued performance. Mm-hmm. She was very quiet and shy and timid, which she did that very well. I could see why the nomination came through. But in Bombshell, I mean, she's a victim of sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. And just the emotionality in her performance, she was, when I gave my review, I was reading my Star Wars one earlier. When I gave my review of Bombshell, I just said Margot Robbie is like a video game cheat code in this movie. She is like literally like you put her in God mode. Like it's like an acting, it's acting perfection in Bombshell. Just how she gets the audience, and of course this is my opinion, but how she gets the audience to just feel for her character. You know, like if a very, very dear friend to you, or even your wife even, came to you and was like, the emotionality if she was being sexually harassed and you had to endure that mm-hmm. side of the conversation. That's how you feel with Margot Robbie's performance. You feel like you know her and you like want to comfort her in some way. And she just absolutely kills it, man. I mean, obviously she's beautiful, which is part of this list as well. But she's just such a great actress that has really, really, I have not seen her in anything that I have not been like, wow, she's fucking one of the best actresses working today. And like I said, she's getting nominated against herself. I mean, the only person that can do better than her is her. You know what I mean? She's just absolutely killing it, buddy. So this year was a big year for her. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Suicide Squad, Bombshell, like I was just talking about. She's just a great actress. She's so beautiful. She's very witty and charismatic in interviews. And I'm just a big fan of hers, man. And she's blonde. So, you know, I'm got something for the blonde. So she's my runner-up. What do you know about Margot Robbie?
I don't know very much at all.
Have you seen any of her flicks or not?
I've seen I, Tonya. That was wonderful.
You did see
that. Wonderful.
So yeah, so I mean, kind of a villainous character, but you feel for her.
I didn't know that was the same lady who played Harley Quinn.
Yeah, that's her, man. That's her. Wonderful. So The Range too, because we're just talking about The Range. I mean, so different kinds of roles, you know.
And Harley Quinn is such a cool character.
Yeah.
I mean, she does. Yeah.
Yeah, I love her. I don't know what Jared Leto was doing. Bro, help. Somebody help that guy. Somebody show him a couple Joker to figure out what he's doing over there. You know what I mean? But anyway, Margot Robbie, my number two, which takes us over to you for your number two.
This is my number two. Now, my number two would be my number one unless my number one didn't creep up.
I thought you were going to say unless my number
like
one.
My number two, Hollywood Hottie, has dominated my list of Hollywood Hotties.
Is this meant to be creepy?
Probably the last 20 years. If anyone ever, I mean, over the last 20 years, if anyone asked me who is the most beautiful woman in Hollywood, for a number of reasons, not, like I said, not just physically, but who is the most beautiful woman, the way she walks, the way she talks, the way she acts, everything she does, this would always be my answer. Number one kind of swooped in over probably the last 10 years and kind of slowly overtook her. But I am talking about the one and the only Angelina Jolie.
Oh, okay.
Angelina Jolie, oh my gosh, she just oozes sexuality. She's dangerous. And that's why I think one of the things that attracts me to her the most in so many on so many different levels is she's just dangerous. Like you feel like if I spend a weekend with Angelina Jolie, my Monday will be like waking up from a heroin binge. Mm-hmm. Like I'll just be like slowly getting out of bed going,
can I make a confession?
What happened?
She doesn't really do anything for me. What's
my wife feels the same way. My wife feels like she's kind of dirty looking.
I don't know. She just doesn't. I'm not saying. I mean, okay. Mm. Let me. I don't want to get in trouble here.
Have you seen Maleficent?
Not yet.
I mean, come on.
I've seen clips. Well,
those high cheekbones
this is the first one we disagree on. I just don't.
She just looks like a witch. I just love her.
I don't. I feel like she's kind of weird. Too.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Like the straight, like when she was dating Billy Bob Thornton, not only did they get tattoos of each other, it was the rumor was they carried vials of each other's blood around their neck. But for some reason,
for some reason
that does it. And that's, I think, now,
here, honey,
I'm giving
my blood. Okay?
Like I'm giving my the princess with mystique.
I can't with you.
The goddess, the lady from England, the sophisticated lady from England. This is my just the
grungy
dangerous.
Kinda.
She's so Ever since I guess she was in the movie Gia where she played a model.
Yeah, she was very
good
performance.
She's just so dangerous. It's almost like her beauty is something she burns away like fire.
And her and...
she just doesn't care.
Her and Pitt and Mr. and Mrs. Smith was great.
Oh, yeah.
Now, look, now, here's what I want to say.
Everything she does.
Now, what I want to say is I like her as an actress, but she just never did anything for me like on a like physical attraction level.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in the minority, right? I mean, people think she's hot, right?
When I look at her, it's like something is burning inside me.
Well, you might want to get that checked. That could be a question.
Yeah, so I want to, honestly, this top five list is making me feel slightly uncomfortable because I feel like I'm over objectifying these women.
But you have me here, so I make you look good.
I want to say that this attraction and this burning is not just physical. It's something about who she is and her aura that. Like the way she bites her lip, the way she looks at you, the way she walks, the way she talks.
Just, you know,
what her and Brad Pitt did for, you know, the way they adopt children.
Oh, yeah, great.
They're always all over the world.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a fan of hers, like,
in general. That, and I find that as attractive. I guess the danger.
Her aura.
The dangerousness is also, I have one life to live. I'm going to live every day to the fullest. I'm going to help. I'm going to give.
Yeah, I mean, look at all the fun.
So I think that's what attracts me about her the most.
Look at all the kids that her and Pitt adopted. Yeah, I mean, that were dying in the third world country.
Angelina is just this beautiful, sensual woman to me.
I don't know. I mean, I feel bad too.
When I get to my number one, you'll see why. But she could very, very easily be my number one.
I mean, I feel bad too. She just never did anything for me.
If we did like the most beautiful woman in history, like the Marilyn Monroe's, for me, Angelina Jolie would be on the top list.
Don't say it. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a fan of hers, but she just never did anything for me physically. I feel bad saying that, but she's just
wonderful.
All right.
Well, Angelina, that's number two. Angelina, if you're listening, I'm not objectifying you. I just think you are a wonderful person.
Hey, well, if you're listening to this, Brad Pitt was my number one on Hunks.
There you go.
I know she might like that.
I don't know. Brad Pitt was my number two. So I have a 2-2 matchup.
All right. Well, they used to choked up over Angelina Jolie. All right. So my number one, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I don't know if you're going to be surprised. We were just talking about women in leather, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this woman rose to fame in the last decade as Black Widow. I'm talking about Scarlett Johansson.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is that your number one as well?
We have a crossover. That is my number one.
So ScarJo. So we can both talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
So ScarJo just, just like.
Talk about badass. She has to be on the top of your badass women list as well.
She's on the badass women as women. I can't remember where
the
I placed
very
her,
first scene when we meet her.
Let me put it to you this way, bro. I'm like
Avengers,
sitting here holding my face,
there,
guys, going,
tied,
I don't
she's
really.
She's tied up. And they like someone calls, is so-and-so here? And she talks on the phone. I'm being interrogated. I got these guys right where I want them.
Right.
You know, and she walks away holding her shoes in bare feet and hose.
Yeah, come on, bro. I mean, what I'm saying here is I'm holding my face going, I don't really know what to say. Okay?
Yeah, I don't know.
So Scarlett Johansson to me.
I have one word that I'm going to sum her up with.
All right. Well, don't get arrested. It's
a good word.
Scarlett Johansson.
You'll like it.
Scarlett Johansson to me is like a dream. She's like
she is
a vision from a dream.
And she's natural. Once again, we go to the natural beauty.
Angelic.
She's not like a thin rail.
No.
She's a natural. We call this, I guess, in the beauty industry, she's a natural woman. Curves.
And I fell in
blemishes,
love with her.
Flaws and all. Scarlett. Yes, ma'am.
I fell in love with her immediately the first time I saw her in a movie called Lost in Translation with Bill Murray.
Oh, yes.
And I want to say she was young there, 20, 21 maybe.
Yeah.
But just her acting.
And it's natural. Like I said, in that movie, she's living in a hotel. She's not ever dressed up. She's not ever, she's just a natural woman. Like, I want her jeans and a t-shirt. Come on over. Right. Have you ever seen the movie Lucy?
Yes.
Oh, I love the movie Lucy.
Lucy Under the Skin was a great movie, which actually she is nude in. Sorry. No official mention in that here, but anyway, she is. But Under the Skin, she was great, which came out a couple years ago. Obviously, she's just catapulted to fame with Black Widow and the Avengers series.
Which we're getting a movie. We're getting a Black Widow movie.
We're getting a Black Widow spinoff this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love her, man. She's just like so dreamy, which usually is you talk about with a dude.
Yeah.
But she's just so dreamy, man.
And badass.
I feel like...
Badass.
In other words, I feel like when you see her, like if I were to see her in public, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say like I was in California, I saw her walking down the street. I almost feel like she would be like have this glow around her, like one of the force spirits in Star Wars.
Like I said,
she'd glowing.
She would be in a sundress,
I mean?
Or she'd be in jeans and flip flops and like a flannel shirt, and have her hair tied back like she just got out of bed with the coffee. The word I'm going to use.
Go ahead, yeah.
Here's the word I'm going to use, Gerald. Intoxicating.
Absolutely, brother.
Scarlett's intoxicating. Like I don't think I could be in the same room with her.
No, God no.
She's too intoxicating. Like,
no
I,
shot.
I just, like I just, you know, if I want my marriage to last, I need to leave right now.
No shot. I mean, no shot I would be able to even mutter a word.
And like, once again, I feel like I have to overemphasize it. It's not just physical.
It's not.
It's everything about her.
It's not physical, but I don't feel like this is non-PC to say, but with her, and really with all on my list, but definitely with her, I do feel like her looks are so striking, that it really sets you back. You know what I mean?
It does.
You know, I'm not even trying to say that like in a, you know, sexual way necessarily. Yeah. I'm just saying like you just see her and
that's true though.
Wow.
Like, without even meeting her, if you saw her at the end of a bar, you'd be like, who is that?
Right.
Like it's just,
right.
You could hardly even look at her.
You know, and we've talked before on the show, you know, with hashtag Me Too and all that stuff, how you don't necessarily want looks to be the thing that draws you in, but it is.
It is.
Well, I mean, you say whatever you want to say, but I mean, you don't know anybody's personality until you get to know them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes being drawn to them initially is what you see.
That's true.
I mean, it just is what it is. You know what I mean? So,
and we're human beings. We're sexual beings. And, you know, we are attracted first and foremost physically.
Right. You know, and we, you know, we wanted to do hunks and hotties kind of like as a fun thing to do in February. Mm-hmm. But I mean, when it comes to Scarlett Johansson, let me just tell you, I do love her body of work. I think she's a great actress. We were just talking about a lot of the movies that we're fond of her in, but she's the one on my list that just seeing her, just like you're just like, it's like a magnet. It's just magnetic.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh
like
my
I said, it's
God.
Intoxicating.
Like I said, glowing, like you just came to life from a dream or something. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to be stupid, but like, you know, it's just the way I feel. Yeah. She's just so beautiful. And is also on top of that, so talented, you know. So Scarlett Johansson. Ding, 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 brother.
And that was when you mentioned the top five hotties list. She popped up right away.
Yeah,
right away.
No doubt.
Like there was no doubt, no argument. She's just, I mean, like I said, she's intoxicating. She's intoxicating.
I love it. Give a wrap up real quick. What was your top five again?
I just want to say Scarlett. Number five was Anne Hathaway. Number four was Sofia Vergara. Number three was Kate Beckinsale. Number two was Angelina Jolie. And number one was the one, the only, the intoxicating Scarlett Johansson.
I agree, man. So my top five was Daisy Ridley, and then it's a run on blondes, brother. Emilia Clarke, Reese Witherspoon, Margot Robbie, and Scarlett Johansson.
Speaking of Scarlett Johansson, her voice in a Jungle Book as the snake.
Even as a snake, brother,
I'm in love with the snake.
Absolutely, brother. So that's our top five Hollywood hotties. Let's go over. You want to do some honorable mentions?
You got a few honorable mentions.
Go ahead.
Halle Berry. I've always had such a thing for Halle Berry.
I agree, she's just amazing.
Let's see if I can think of any other ones. I'm thrown off. I don't know. My goodness.
Scarlett Johansson messed us up.
I like women. I like women in general.
Scarlett Johansson, like, we don't even remember honorables now.
But Halle Berry.
I'm glad she's one. We would have forgotten the
rest. Halle Berry has always been on the list for me. I mean, she's always, I just love Halle Berry.
All right. So the rest of my top 10 would have been, number six would have been Natalie Portman.
Yay.
I love Natalie Portman.
Yeah, she's great.
Again, somebody that I love, just an amazing resume and everything she's in. She was in Annihilation last year. I love. She was in Black Swan, which is one of my favorite movies of the decade. She can do the romantic comedies, like you were saying. Very versatile. I love her. My number seven would have been Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yes.
J-Law from The Hunger Games and Silver Linings Playbook. Mm-hmm. She's great.
And she's, I like in Silver Linings Playbook and also in another movie, I forgot what it was. She plays crazy so well.
Yes.
She's always a little off.
I think you're thinking of American Hustle.
Yeah, that's it.
She was really good in that one
too. That's it.
My number eight would have been Tessa Thompson. Are you familiar with her? She was the love interest in Creed.
Okay.
Young black woman. She was also introduced to us in the Avengers films as Valkyrie. She was in Thor Ragnarok as Valkyrie. You remember her?
Yeah, she's wonderful.
I love her. My number nine would have been Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
The new Mary Poppins.
Emily Blunt.
And from A Quiet Place.
Oh, she's just lovely. Emily Blunt.
Love her. And her husband Krasinski was in my top five hunks.
Interesting.
So I love that.
She's
duo.
Not really English, is she?
I love that duo.
She
ain't really English. That house for Thanksgiving.
I've heard both accents. What do you think they're doing on Thanksgiving?
I don't know, but I'm bringing some stuffing. I'm coming over.
But and, you know, Mary Poppins, she has the English accent. Is she English? Emily Blunt.
She is.
Sounds English.
She is Emily Blunt. Yeah, and in A Quiet Place, she's going to be in the sequel to A Quiet Place. And then my number 10 would have been Jennifer Aniston. Aforementioned Jennifer Aniston.
Ah, beautiful.
Can you believe she's 50?
I can't.
I mean, I'm not even joking. I literally cannot believe she's 50, bro. Her and Jennifer Lopez are 50.
J-Lo.
And if you look at them, dude, bro.
Jennifer.
50? Are you kidding me?
Lopez.
What am I going to look like when I'm 50? I'm going to look like a corpse.
Yes.
All right, you want to do the suggestion box?
Okay.
What's in the box, guys? What's in the box? Let's see. What do we got? I got to get that audio clip together, guys. I got to do that in real time every week. Let's see. Travis Crawford over on the Facebook fan page. Here are his hotties.
Give me the hotties.
Actually, you know what? I'm surprised we didn't mention this one. His first one, Charlize Theron.
Oh, Charlize Theron.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Charlize Theron.
Can't believe, I'm very surprised at myself, honestly, that I didn't mention her. And then I'll just mention the ones that he's got that we didn't mention. Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, yeah, she's wonderful. She's odd.
She's an oddball, and she's so kind of like quirky that you kind of like want to be friends with her, which kind of makes her hot, you know? Helen Mirren he's got on here.
Oh, okay.
Wow, throwback. But yeah, I do just very sophisticated. She's a sophisticated
pick. I like a lot of sophistication.
Absolutely. Joey Mills over on the Facebook fan page has got Charlize Theron and Ana de Armas. Now, I just found out about Ana de Armas from a movie that just came out a couple months ago called Knives Out.
Okay.
But she's very beautiful. She's, I believe, of Latina.
Knives Out. I've heard good things about
that movie. Great movie.
The director of Knives Out.
Last Ryan Jedi. Johnson. There you go. Yeah. Let's see. Chris Yaney over on the Facebook fan page. Okay. Alicia Cuthbert. I do love her. She was the girl next door.
Oh.
You remember her? She played the porn star in The Girl Next Door.
She's in Love Actually. She plays one of the girls at the bar.
And she was on this show called Happy Endings on HBO. Or not HBO, I'm sorry, ABC.
Yeah.
But I love her. That's a deep cut, but I do love her.
Wonderful.
And then he's got a lady that I'm not familiar with. I could Google her, but I don't have time right now. Sorry, Chris. But Chris Andy said Christine Froseth.
Okay, Froseth.
Do you want to look it up and see who it is?
Froseth. That's just a fun name.
Why are you saying it like that? Froseth. Let's look it up. I want to see who that is. I wonder if it's one of those we're going to be like, oh, it's her. Yeah. Hold on. She kind of looks like Fiona Apple a little bit.
Fiona Apple.
She's an apostle.
Remember Fiona Apple?
The Society.
Ooh. You know who the most beautiful?
I don't know her.
My top. I didn't really think about musicians this time, although JT was at the top of my hunk list. You know who I think is just also gorgeous? Not just the way she looks, but her voice. Natalie Merchant from 10,000.
Oh, love her. Absolutely. Especially her voice. Absolutely.
Like her voice. I would describe it this way. I think she has the sexiest voice in rock and roll.
So anyway, thank you, Chris Annie. Christine Froseth, I don't know, but she is very beautiful. On the Google there.
All right. She's Google beautiful. You're not just beautiful. You're Google beautiful.
Carmen Signe, the new patron to the
show. Carmen.
Thank you so much, Carmen. Love you more than I love these hotties. Here's her five hotties. Ruby Rose, who's playing the new Batwoman, by the way.
Okay.
Ruby Rose is a very voluptuous celebrity. I agree with that one. Charlize Theron. Margot Robbie. And then a couple that have not been mentioned yet, Angela Bassett and Kerry Washington.
Ooh, delicious.
Kerry Washington from Scandal.
Yeah.
She is very beautiful.
She's wonderful.
And
She's intense.
So Patrick Sherwood has got Kate Beckinsale, your girl.
Okay.
And then look at this gif of Scarlett Johansson, bro. I mean, is that?
I can't look at it.
I can't do it.
I've thought about her,
Patrick,
a little too much.
You really, you can't do that, brother. I can't be scrolling through and see that. But he's got Scarlett Johansson and then Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Hey.
So throwback there. I know what you did last summer. I know what you did last summer. And then to be funny, he said, and of course the entire cast of the new Cats. Patrick, do you mean with the CGI or without? Because with the CGI, we might need to get you some help over there. David Powell over on the Facebook page has got a couple that we didn't mention. Charlize Theron. Mila Kunis.
Okay. Oh, yes.
From That 70s Show. And what was the movie? Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I want to say she's married to Ashton Kutcher now.
Are they still, or they were?
I don't know. I think they were.
He's married to Demi Moore now, right?
I thought he married her after Demi Moore.
Get back to me on that.
I think they are.
Either way.
That's what my wife says. She reads people.
Either way, he's doing okay. Scarlett Johansson.
Ashton Kutcher. I can't believe he didn't make my hunks list.
Scarlett Johansson, Kate Beckinsale, and Emilia Clarke, the mother of dragons. Thank you, David, for your feedback there.
The mother of dragons.
Let's see. So Nick Haskins. I love Nick from Epic Film Guys. We go back and forth because often he'll love a movie that I hate and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of bicker. Our entire friendship is just bickering at each other. But I agree with him on a couple of these. He just shared gifts of them, but he's got Emily Blunt, who I mentioned, and Jessica Chastain.
Oh,
from Zero Dark Thirty and recently from the It Chapter 2 film. Okay, get a little redhead representation, right?
Beautiful.
The redheads are fucking crazy, bro. Trust me, I know from experience. No offense, Jessica Chastain.
The first girl I was ever in love with was a redhead. I was 11 years old.
And
I was
then,
in love with her for like most of my adolescent life.
Tony Vandenbush.
Vandenbush.
Over on the Facebook page has got Halle Berry.
Oh, Halle Berry.
And actually, she did a really clever thing where to share her hunk and hottie, she put a picture of them together because they were in John Wick 3 together.
Interesting.
Keanu Reeves and Halle Berry.
Halle Berry was in John Wick 3.
Yeah. Bro, that's the best scene of them. There's a scene, talk about women that kick ass. She has these two pit bulls or whatever. And
Halle Berry and two pitbulls.
Yes, that's wonderful. And she's, you know, trained to kick ass like John Wick. And there's a scene in that movie that she definitely kicks ass. My favorite scene of John Wick 3. We're gonna head over to Twitter, guys. Ryan Terry over on Twitter has a gif of Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. Hey. I forgot about, like, when I was younger. Throwback there. When I was younger, Alyssa Milano was my thing.
Yeah. So from Charmed and Who's the Boss when she was young.
Who's the Boss?
But I guess Charmed, right? Yeah. That was where she played the witch.
Yeah.
One of the witches. Yeah. So that's a good one. Jameson Rabbit on Twitter has Florence Pugh. Now, let me tell you real quick. I know you don't know who this is because you don't see movies. But this year is the year of Florence Pugh. She was in this movie at the beginning of the year called Fighting With My Family, which is based on a true story about a WWE wrestler. She was in Midsommar, one of my favorite movies of the year of any genre, but it was the best horror movie of the year. She was in, most recently, Little Women, and she was the best part of that movie, in my opinion.
Interesting.
Except for maybe The Direction, which was also amazing. But Florence Pugh is, I'm just telling you right now, bro, she's going to be the next Scarlett Johansson, I think.
Interesting.
She's starting very infancy stages of her career, but she is an amazing actress. Jameson's also got Scarlett Johansson, Charlize Theron, and Lupita Nyong'o. I like that one.
Lupita.
She was the star of Us. Jordan Peele's Us. Did you ever see Us? With the doppelganger family.
I didn't
see
it.
Okay. You saw Get Out there, right?
I know you're talking about, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So she's awesome. Let's see. The Goods podcast over on Twitter has a couple that I'm actually surprised one that we didn't mention. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Sofia Vergara, but how about Salma Hayek?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I like Salma.
Miss Salma Hayek, he mentioned. He also mentioned Kat Dennings, who I love. Mm-hmm. Gal Gadot, who's Wonder Woman.
Hey! Yeah, oh, yes.
That's a good one.
Oh, she's just lovely.
And then he's got some
Amazonian.
He's got some honorable mentions. He's got Daisy Ridley, Christina Hendricks, Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. How's that an honorable mention?
What's wrong?
Let me talk to. I got to send a message to Goods Podcast. And then Kate Upton.
Okay.
Over on Twitter. Thank you so much.
Thank
Colby Mack also says Salma Hayek, and he put up a gif of her dancing. The Nomcast said they co-sign on that. Oh, and I want to mention Colby Mack has also got. I gotta look up her name, but I just saw this movie called Uncut Gems, and you've heard it. You've heard of it,
yes.
With Mr. Adam Sandler.
Yeah, man.
So let me look it up real quick because I, for some reason, her name is escaping me. So Julia Fox from Uncut Gems, he's got a
Transformers
a GIF. No, that's Megan Fox. Although they might be related, but he's got a GIF of her and via VHS. Now we didn't say this, guys. Via VHS said this. He said it's a girl thicker than frozen peanut butter. And I'm just gonna tell you, he's on to something. Okay, so Julia Fox was amazing in that film, and I would not be surprised if she got some love this award season, which is funny because it's her first role. She was an unknown. They like found her on the street, the Softy Brothers, and they put her in the movie because she was like a New Yorker, and it takes place in New York. It's a very authentic film, and Adam Sandler absolutely kills it in that movie too. Uncut Gems. I think that's it. Okay, last one I'll mention. Swamp Thing over on Twitter has got a good list here, and a couple we didn't mention. Emma Stone.
What do you think? I love Emma Stone.
I do too. La La Land.
Yeah.
Super bad.
Yeah.
Emma Stone. She's good.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just didn't think about her for like a hot, quote unquote hottie.
For some reason, like you said before about someone, she feels like a sister.
Yeah.
Like I want to laugh and talk with her and like have a slumber party.
Talk dirty about her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
He's also got Ana de Armas, which we mentioned earlier from Knives Out. Eva Green, Margot Robbie, and Felicity Jones we didn't talk about tonight.
Oh, Eva. Ooh, okay.
Felicity Jones. So good list there. Guys, that's our feedback. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. The
suggestion box is always fun to dive into.
This has been an exhausting episode.
Because I've been tiptoeing around. I don't want to get arrested. I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
But I mean, we think they're beautiful. I mean, what's the problem? I mean, you can still think women are beautiful, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I'm not trying to be funny.
No,
I mean,
absolutely. Okay.
You can still admire.
Well, I mean,
we did our hunks episode. We did our hotties.
We're human beings. We're physical creatures.
We just
we're sexual creatures.
These women. You know,
you're gonna. I mean, I'm attracted to everyone on my list.
That's
just how it is.
I'm attracted to you. It's just dangerous that we sit this close together.
I think when you single out beauty as one, the only trait or one of the top trait, I mean, that's
there you go.
But I mean, it's part of the whole package that is the human person.
We didn't do like top five butts or anything like that. You know what I mean? Although, if you want, let me know. We could do it maybe just on Patreon so we don't offend the world, just six people. All right, so that's it for our Hollywood hotties. Andy, give us your final thought for this episode, brother.
I'm going to say...
By the way, it's episode 93. I can't remember if I told anybody that. Go for it.
I'm going to say something similar that I said about Hollywood hunks. It's like, beauty is the whole package. Beauty is who you are. Beauty is how you carry yourself. Beauty is your personality. And attraction is a whole experience. Being attracted to someone is being drawn to every part of them. So, you know, be who you are. Walk into the room and be present. Be confident. And see other human beings and see everyone else as the whole package and, you know, try to get to know that package.
I agree, brother. And, you know, we're trying to be funny earlier, but I mean, these women, and we did our hunks episode a couple weeks ago, we just admire them. Right? I mean, of course, they're easy to look at, but we admire them. I admire all these women.
You're easy to look at.
Oh, Maybe if you have a blindfold on. But thank you.
This darkness is lovely.
But yes. So thank you guys so much for the feedback and for listening. And we will be back. Our next episode, which is going to be airing in March, is going to be our top five sports movies.
Ooh, delicious.
So Andy and I will be diving into our favorite sports-themed films.
That's me hitting a baseball.
And baseball actually is, right? Yep. Baseball is probably the sport that garners the most. Which is funny because I like baseball, but I'm not like a huge fan.
Interesting.
Isn't that funny? But the movies that center around sports tended to lean towards baseball.
That's
for me a
lot of baseball.
But anyway.
A lot of baseball.
So that'll be episode 94. We'll see you in a couple weeks for that one. Until then, Andy, I love you, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
And I'll keep doing what you do, man, because you're killing it.
I'll do the best of
it. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, brother. You my one. When all is said and done, you will believe God is one.
Thank you for listening. Two Peas is an independent podcast. We rely on donations from our executive producers in order to release new content weekly. We would like to give a special thanks to all our current producers, Kathy Ross, Dan Brennick, Caleb Brownlee, Justin Esquivel, Paul Chomo, Carmen Signy, and Daniel Henderson. If you would like to become an executive producer and help us continue to release great content, please visit 2peasonapod at patreon.com or check out the show notes for this episode. Again, thank you for listening.